them and to us in Jesus. And they were the wise men, and their gift of devotion to bring honor and worship to Jesus no matter the cost. And to be honest, we probably could have just did the benediction then and went home, because that was kind of a mic drop moment, Caroline leaving us to consider what our gifts and attitudes are towards God. But we couldn't not take a few minutes this morning to dovetail into specifically into schools ministry and help us think about Kerry as well as she enters this new exciting phase that God has brought her into. Kerry, as you will know, because many of you know her much better than I do, has many gifts and talents and attitudes that she now brings into her role with SU in North Belfast and Newton Abbey. These are gifts and talents and attitudes that Kerry shares with the pupils in the schools that she engages with. The gifts and talents and attitudes that the volunteers she shares with the volunteers that she will work alongside and with the churches that she will inspire. Like Mary, Kerry has said yes to this call to serve in schools, bringing the gift of God's word that Caroline talked about. What a privilege in these days to go into schools with boys and girls and young people and open the word of life and talk to them about the Savior of the world. And like the shepherds, Kerry does this with a thankful, praise-filled heart, knowing that she can share Jesus because of all that he has done for her. She shares Jesus out of the overflow of all that God has done in her and for her throughout the course of her life. And like the wise men, Kerry will bring her devotion to this role up at the crack of dawn, the scrag of dawn, we would say, to travel to Newton Abbey for a 9 a.m. assembly, stepping out of her comfort zone day and daily to make Jesus known, but relying all the while on God to enable her and strengthen her. And so it is really good, and it's right and it's proper to take a moment like today. I'm sure Kerry loves this picture on the screen all this time. It's right and proper to take a moment to recognize Kerry's very clear, evident gifting. We saw that at her interview, this clear, evident gifting, and the special call that God has placed on Kerry's life. And so please do pray for her and for Caroline too as they seek to make God's good news known locally and a wee bit further away in North Belfast and Newton Abbey. Sign up for their prayer news. Drop them a wee message every so often. Encourage them with your love and with your interest. The work of a schools worker is a lonely job. They spend a lot of time between schools and working at things by themselves. And so a wee message or a wee bit of encouragement really does help. The work is, I would always say, is joy-filled, but tricky. Increasingly tricky in the days to come, as Kerry alluded to. There are more questions being asked, and those questions aren't bad. They're appropriate questions, but it does make things tricky. So your partnership, what we're doing this morning, things like this morning, is deeply valued by all of us. And actually, we don't take it for granted that Nigel said yes to having this service. We don't take your presence here for granted this morning. Thank you so much for your evidence of your interest. In SU, we believe that when it comes to local schools, that we all have gifts and talents to bring to local school communities, no matter who we are or what age we are. Because it's Christmas, it's time for, I couldn't help myself, a musical interlude. Don't let me down, YouTube. Did it not work? I'm not going to sing it. Didn't come through. We're all in this together. Dun, 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 dun. I didn't know it that well. As those shiny young kids in High School Musical say, or they would have said in that video, Google it when you get home, we're all in this together. Now, you're probably thinking, that's not me. Like, that's them. That's not me. I personally have nothing to give to schools ministry. Sure, I work full time when schools are open, so I couldn't be involved. Or maybe you're thinking, I could not stand up in front of a class and teach children, or an assembly and teach children, or an SU group and teach children, young people, the way that Kerry does or the way that Caroline does. Or maybe you're thinking, I'm not that good or gifted with children or young people, not even my own, so it's not really for me. Well, in the last few years in SU, we have been thinking about schools ministry in a bit of a different way, a more holistic, interconnected approach, a way that we can all be involved as a whole church family. And for some of you, for many of you, this will not require being up front will not require being able to talk to children, young people. It may not even require you to be present in a school building. Let's go back to the very first Christmas and look at some of the main players that we have talked about. A young village girl, a carpenter, dusty common shepherds, wealthy, well-traveled wise men, all different people, different ages, from all sorts of walks of life, but yet all interconnected by one person, and that is Jesus. And it was due to their connection to Jesus that they all had something to bring to the table: their willingness to serve, their praise and worship, their devotion. That only outflowed because of their connection to Jesus. And maybe those are your gifts too. Maybe you have a willingness to serve. Maybe you have the gift of praise and worship. Maybe you have this devotion to give. What do you have to bring to the table? What has God gifted you with? What talents, what interests do you already have that God can use to meet the needs of children and young people, and maybe even staff members in our school communities? How can you be a blessing and a support to your local school, the school on your doorstep, the school around the corner, the school across the car park? How might you both demonstrate and share the good news of Jesus to boys and girls and young people in the schools that you probably pass day and daily? Let's start with proclamation. The angels proclaim the good news to the shepherds, who in turn proclaim the good news. It says here in the Bible, when they had seen him, that was Jesus, the shepherds spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. We often find when we go to schools that we share what's written down in the Bible, the children, young people, are amazed by it. I've seen jaws drop when we tell stories of the resurrection, because it's the first time they've heard about Jesus who died on the cross and rose again. Jaws dropping in the room. It's a bit of a moment. We are also to share the good news of Jesus to the next generation. Carrie already said this, so that they might put their trust in him. That's a hugely important element of all ministry, but it's really important in a school setting that proclamation is done appropriately. So we own what we say, we ground it in the Bible. So I believe, Christians believe, the Bible says, and we invite children and young people to explore the Bible and to find out more about Jesus for themselves at their level of comfort, giving them the tools and techniques and the language and the people around them who might help them do that. Proclamation is vital. I don't want to suggest that it's not vital, but we in SU are increasingly seeing churches becoming an integrated part of school life through a variety of ways, big and small. That's always been the case. Churches have always gone above and beyond for schools. I mean, think about the boards of governors, for example. Churches have always supported schools at a deeper level than just doing assemblies. I don't mean that. Assemblies are hugely important. We have seen churches go beyond the upfront opportunities of assemblies and RE lessons and SU groups while still taking those opportunities and thinking about how they can support schools in spiritual, pastoral, and practical ways. And it's sometimes through the latter elements, the pastoral and practical assistance, that we are given the opportunity to dig into the former stuff, the spiritual side of things. As we love school communities well, they often want to find out more about the one in whose name we love, the one in whose name we come. They're like, why are you doing this for no return? Because Jesus commands us to do it. And so just as we finish up today, I want to share some stories about how some churches or individuals have blessed and served their local schools. These aren't all my stories. I've gathered them from people I work with, but hopefully they'll inspire you as a church or as an individual about what can you do, what small thing can you do. In a small town, there's a mum who felt compelled to pray for her local primary school. And so she went to the primary school principal and she said, could you give me some prayer points for your school community? I've never once met a principal, Christian or not Christian, who wasn't happy to give some prayer points to a praying parent. Never once. Now, if you meet one, tell me about them, but I haven't met them. So the principal said, that sounds really good. That sounds really good. Sure, there are other parents who feel the same way. Why don't you all gather together? And so from that day on, the first Tuesday of every month, that mum, alongside other Christian parents, meet in the school building with prayer points supplied by the school to pray for that school community. just a really simple, straightforward thing. Praying, we all pray. I would say if you are thinking about how to start praying for schools, think about three things. Think about a pupil that you love, someone in your family, maybe your own child or your grandchild, some your next door neighbor, some a pupil that you love, maybe a teacher that you know, maybe like a teacher, maybe someone in your family or maybe your neighbor or a person, just that you, a teacher you know, and maybe a school community that's part of your own history. Might be your old school or your children's school. There's three things to start by praying for your school. A pupil you love, a teacher you know, or you love, might love them as well, and a school that's part of your own history. And just commit to day and daily or even weekly praying for the school communities, and maybe even getting the courage to go to the school and saying, I'm praying for you. Is there anything specific? There's a prayer meeting that happens here locally in St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church up at Tandyboy Road once a month. And if you'd like to go to that, let Caroline know, and she'll give you the details about where and when that meets. There's another church who neighbours a school, and they had an awareness that car parking was an issue in that school, so they decided to open up their own car park to facilitate parents coming in to park there to bring their children to school, to take away some of the stress of the congestion that occurs around loads of schools. Just a really simple way to say to the school, we see you, we see this thing you struggle with, and we want to help you. Another church provides a breakfast club every Tuesday morning during term time for pupils who go to that to the school next door, providing tea, coffee, hot chocolate, and juice and pancakes and toast and biscuits for children and any parents who want to hang around for that time. And that's become a real community time, the families connecting, the church volunteers connecting with children. And also it's become real pastoral time. The minister will go down to that as well and deal with a lot of pastoral stuff and parents chatting through things with him just in that safe space, that little moment. The team is just a few volunteers who give an hour on a Tuesday morning, but they'll be able to get to know the parents and the pupils really, really well. And it gives a chance for parents not just to make their prayerful needs known, but their practical needs known, and the church then has an opportunity to meet those needs. Here and there, we hear stories of churches who support schools through gardening. One church in East Belfast sends volunteers in each week to work alongside pupils from a special school. They walk the children to an allotment, and then they do some gardening together and talk about that. Then they go back to the school and tell some Bible stories about gardening or farming in the Bible. Just really, really straightforward way to do. These people are not confident teachers necessarily, but they love gardening and they love people to learn about gardening, and so they just put those two things together. They've used their hobby to really impact the school community. Some churches organize work parties to go to schools to help with some cleaning or painting, organizing or planting flowers, just to help make schools a nicer environment. Schools' budgets are cut way down. They don't have the money to do nice things for themselves often, but churches sometimes can help. And so that's a really nice opportunity to say to a school, how can we help? What do you need? I often find, as I go around the country, is that often schools don't know what to ask for, and churches don't know that they have what they have to offer. Schools don't know what to ask for, and churches don't know what they have to offer. And sometimes the role of SU and others is help join those needs up. So just going to Prince and saying, what do you need, can be a good start. Some churches, alongside other agencies, and sometimes under their own auspices, provide mentoring and counseling to pupils, and even for staff, significant ways to support staff and pupils in life-changing ways. Just simple, talk to me, tell me about how things are going. Across the country, churches take part in reading initiatives, where members of congregations go to school on a weekly basis to read with pupils, many of whom struggle academically. Often these are retired folk who are happy to give up 1 or 2 hours a week to listen to some reading groups, to listen to some individual readers in the classroom. It's a real support to teachers, it's a real support to pupils, many of whom aren't being read to at home. And so could you be someone who can go into a school and just read with pupils for an hour a week? Seems like a little thing, but it'll make a massive difference. Homework clubs as well, free homework clubs provide a real support for pupils who struggle academically, especially pupils of parents who couldn't afford a tutor. Provide free tutoring is a massive deal as well. There's so much more I could say. I mean, I could go on and on and on. You could offer to walk with classes on trips. You could provide lunch for staff on baker days, a box of donuts to the staff room after a big event, sending in top hats or cream eggs for every pupil, not just offering your building for a carol service, but going above and beyond how you welcome the school community in. I know you guys have invited the folks from Bangor Central in to your building for coffee. Just a wonderful way to connect with the school community to say, we see you, we care about you, we are neighbours, and we love you. All of these ways, alongside the vital upfront teaching of assemblies, RE lessons, and SU groups, impacts local schools in a really big way because they're incarnational. Just as the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, people like you, and maybe you yourselves, are living out the good news of the gospel in spiritual, pastoral, and practical ways in our local schools. A holistic, interconnected approach, and I've only just scratched the surface. Speak to Kerry, speak to Caroline, email me, talk to us in SU, speak to Rachel Tweedy when she gets back from maternity leave. Think about how this could happen. If you're kind of scratching your heads as a congregation, you might think, bring us back and we'll talk more about this and try and really put some meat in the bones of all this sort of stuff. But some wee things to think about just as we finish. How can you take what you have to be a blessing in your local schools here to support what's already happening? So what do you have? What hobby do you have? What passion do you have? What gift do you have that you could, yeah, I could use that in a local school? Could you be a prayerful support and commit to regularly praying for schools in Bangor, particularly the schools that are attended by children from this church family or where your members work? Praying specifically for Kerry, specifically for Caroline, not just God bless schools ministry, but praying specifically for things. Sign up for the prayer news today or go to a school principal and say, how can I pray for you? Could you be a practical support, meeting a specific need the school has or using your gifts and talents to be a blessing? Could you be a pastoral support and get involved in ways that schools really need, building relationships to care for staff and pupils, thinking about those maybe financial constraints or food constraints, things that are happening? Could you go along and say, we can help? We can help with your financial constraints. Could you be a spiritual support, joining alongside others in the upfront delivery of assemblies, RE lessons, and schools ministry? If you think, yeah, I would love to go into school and do an RE lesson, but I need some help, can I help you? So do see your schools as a mission field, an area that does need support, and actually, can I dare I say, it needs your support. I'm talking to you as an individual. Paul in the Bible asked for prayer for doors to open for effective ministry. In Northern Ireland, the doors to schools are open for effective, appropriate, incarnational ministry. So I would love to encourage you to get involved. I'm going to pray and ask God to help us just to think about these things. I'll give a few moments of silence and let that sit with you for a little while before we sing. Father, thank you for the rich legacy of the church in Northern Ireland and education. Thank you that much of what we love about the education system in Northern Ireland is because it is based on Christian values, because the Bible is at the base of it, because the church is there throughout it. Father, I pray for all of us. You'd help us all to think about how we might connect with our local schools, whether that be through proclamation, going in to help deliver a program or an assembly, or through pastoral, practical, and spiritual ways. Father, I pray you would inspire us, speak to us as individuals about the things that we hold dear, the things, that the talents and gifts that we have. Father, I pray you help us to think about how we could apply that to the school on our doorstep, the school around the corner, the school in our community. Father, we do pray for our schools. We pray for the pupils who attend them. We know that things are trickier than ever for pupils. Mental health and other difficulties are really rife. And so, Father, we pray that our schools will be places of peace. Father, we pray, Lord, that as Kerry talked about earlier on, that they would have the opportunity to find out about Jesus and make an informed decision about who he is and what he has done for them. Father, we just pray, Lord, for our staff members in schools, and we know that the job is only becoming more and more difficult for principals, for teachers, for classroom assistants, for the whole school community. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would give teachers and other members of staff the ability to do what you've called them to do. Father, we pray that you would give them good camaraderie amongst the staff. Father, we pray you would give them good resources and help them feel equipped for the task at hand. Father, I pray for principals and for chairs of boards of governors to seek to lead school communities well. Father, I pray we give them great wisdom, wisdom above and beyond their human ability. Father, I pray we give them wisdom from you and to do the thing that they know is right. Father, we pray, Lord, for us as a church, I'll talk about the church across the country, as we look towards schools, as we look at children and young people, as we look at communities that are in difficulty, Father, I pray you help us to see where we can help. And Father, not just to see it, but to do it. And so, Father, I pray you would give us courage and time and the means to help where help is desperately needed. Father, as we come into Christmas, as we think about the Word becoming flesh and making his dwelling amongst us, Father, I pray, Lord, that the church increasingly would make its dwelling amongst our school communities. That when schools think about their friends, when they think about the people that can meet their needs, they'll think about the church, because the church represents Jesus. And Father, I pray that everything we do in our school communities, everything we do will be pointing people to Jesus. They wouldn't look at Bangor Parish or any particular church and say, that's a great church. They would look at us and say, we are great Jesus people. And we do this because of you. And so, Father, I pray all this in Jesus' name. I'm going to sing our last song, He Shall Reign Forevermore.